everybody. Hello, everybody.
What's up?
It's Motivation Monday, time for us to kick your behind.
That's right. Just ask Siri. She's going to tell you it's time for Motivation Monday.
Oh,
really? I love it.
So my name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling and the Sales Manifesto. This is part of the Sell or Die Network, and I'm to my immediate right is the lovely, the talented, the infamous...
Aw, Jen Gluckow, and I am the founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute. I'm really glad you're here. If you're joining us for the first time, you are in for a treat. We help you make more sales and make more money.
Those of you who are joining for more than the first time, your treat's over. We gave it to you last week. No, everyone's going to be in for a treat. Today we have a ton of information to give you that I think will not just motivate you, but more inspire you to get to that next level, to make that call, as my buddy Jeb Blunt says, get to make the last call. Mm. Love that. One more call.
Yeah, one more call.
Yeah.
So we have a really cool show this week. And as you guys know, we now have a new format for Monday Sell or Die, and I'm digging it. How about you, Jeffrey?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. So we're going to talk about, you want me to talk about what we're going to talk about?
Yeah, you talk about what we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about the top three qualities that we look for when we're hiring a new salesperson and the top five things that you could be doing to get your voicemail returned and happiness as a state of being.
That's right. So if you think this could help other people that you know, then what are you doing? Share this. Share the link. Post this on Instagram and tag us. Share it on Facebook right now with your friends because obviously we're live on Facebook. But share this out. We are going for 1.5 million downloads. It's coming up soon. We're going to have a big giveaway when that happens. And we need your help to start sharing extra right now.
Because we're close.
That's right. We're real close.
And we're also going to share these sales memes. Hit it.
Where are they?
I don't know. Let's go for meme number one.
There we go. Meme number one. Here it is. For the podcast listeners, this first meme is a jacked up Barney the dinosaur. Looks like Barney's been hitting the gym, and it says, when starting a sales job, and then below, the actual plump Barney the dinosaur, and it says,
after six months in sales.
That is freaking phenomenal.
Well, Doug, I love you. You love me.
Very good, Jeffrey.
Thank you very kindly.
Alex, did you find that one?
I did.
Well done, Alex. Yeah. Well done. All right. What's meme number two?
You're going to love this one. All right. So it's an actual cat, actual picture of a cat, and it says customer expectations. And then it is a crudely made, basically a cake of a cat that says the customer budget. Mm-hmm. So it's what the customer wants versus what the customer can actually afford. And that's, I think that's a very common experience among salespeople.
Well, salespeople have a high expectation of a budget, and then they ask what the budget is. Then the customer lies to them about what the budget isn't. And if they don't like you, they miraculously have just spent their whole budget.
That's right. And they find a way to cut that cat into many pieces.
So let me give you the first clue of the day of Motivation Monday. Why the hell are you talking to someone who spends the budget? Why don't you talk to the person that makes the budget? Because that person can add a zero and eliminate the person who's there pulling your chain.
Well, I think that sometimes salespeople have a really hard time getting in to the person that makes that budget. But after we introduce our first topic, we're going to give you a way to get in with that person.
All right. So here we go.
Let's talk about the three qualities you look for when you're hiring a new salesperson. And also, we should talk about the three qualities that a salesperson should look for
when
you're looking for a new job.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You start.
All right. So when you're looking to hire a new salesperson, you want to find someone who is hungry, someone who is really going to, who has a reason why that they're going to do everything they can to make those sales. You really want it to be something deep because if they don't give a shit that much about like making money or maybe making an impact, it's really all about income and impact. And if they don't give a shit enough about one of the two or both of the two, then they're really not going to give a shit enough about making the sales that you need them to make. And so hunger sales hunger, impact hunger. That's one of my main qualities.
I'm going to give you a quote from the great Richard Brody, employee number 77 at Microsoft, good friend of ours, and he wrote Microsoft Word 1.0. But for 1 year, he was in charge of HR. And there are 10,000 people on the Microsoft campus with the same three qualities: smart, self-starting, past history of success. Now, I'm adding a fourth one to that: happy. Smart, happy, self-starting, past history of success. And if you don't have that, you're going to have a bunch of grumbling employees.
I think past history of success is huge. And if you're hiring someone who's just out of college, they still can have a past history of success.
If they graduated.
Well, if they graduated, but also if they had jobs throughout college, if they had jobs throughout high school, things that they can use to build the foundation of their confidence so that they're not just going into that job wondering if they can make the sale. They're really confident about getting it done.
Now, if you're an employee and you're looking to be reemployed by someone that really matters, someone better than your boss, better than your present employer, number one, don't be griping. Number two, don't be asking about money or vacation or other bullshit. Wait till you get the job, then you can ask those kind of questions. But in the meantime, you want to find out how you can contribute. What are the opportunities for growth? And am I allowed to come in earlier and stay later than anybody else?
And you may also want to find out what are the kinds of trainings that they'll give you or the tools that they'll give you to help you be successful. Now, you don't want to make it like you need those and without whatever they're going to give you, you can't survive. But you do want to know a baseline, a foundation of what they're going to provide for you so that you're at least having those same expectations. Now, before we continue, I want to say hi to some of our friends here because we've got Wes Wyatt, Dynamite Wes. We've got Jay. Hello. Tom wants a piece of that cat.
Jay, hello.
Jay Berry. I was saying hello to him. Tom, Danielle, Sean, what's up? Thank you. Yes, we're back in the country. Yes. Kiki's here. Danielle says, hey, Jeffrey, what advice would you give to someone setting up a sales seminar? We'll get to that. And we have Dan and we have a bunch of other people. So make sure you guys say hello so that we know you're here and share this with your network.
Hey, you mentioned you were out of the country. Where have you been?
Well, we went all the way over to the
European.
We landed in Paris for a couple, 3 days.
Yeah.
Just to calm down.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And then we went to Milano. I can tell you that the spaghetti a la vongole is superior. Not good, superior. And every single thing about Italian food is exactly what it's
they
cracked
have
up
so
to
much
be.
Pride in their food, which I really love.
And what were you doing in Italy?
Jeffrey, what were you doing?
I did a seminar called the Sales Forum, me and three other international people. Oh, you're going to put it up there?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
It was pretty damn quick.
People.
Yeah. It was a lot of people. It was a lot of Italian. It was a lot of slides. It was a lot of transfer. They doubted that I would be able to finish all my slides.
But you finished with like 3 minutes to spare, didn't you?
Yeah, I finished. I went through 650-something slides in 2.5 hours with 5 minutes to spare. Totally cool. Yeah. They're always concerned that I got too many slides. I always think I don't have enough.
I know. So I want to make sure we get to Danielle, who asked, hey, Jeffrey, what advice would you give someone setting up a sales seminar? And Danielle and others, I want you guys to know that if you want personal questions answered, you can go to the 2020 Sales Vision Group, sign up for only $20 a month, and that's where we answer your sales questions and give you personalized help. But we'll answer your question for now.
All right, Jen, you start.
All right, so what would we give someone setting up a sales seminar? Sell a lot of tickets.
Hire a room for 75 people and hope you get 100 so that there's people spilling out over the doorways. And it looks like it's crowded as hell and people
want
to
see it.
Well,
you can always sell more tickets than you have room for because people last minute don't show.
Exactly.
Make sure that when you're creating your sales page for the event that you're not just inviting them to the conference, but that you're telling them what the transformation will be after they attend this event. So after you attend this event, this will happen to you. You will have this information that will then do what? I don't know.
When you start your presentation for your sales seminar, if you don't start out with information right away, you're going to lose all the audience.
Mm.
Don't thank anybody. Don't say,
and
well,
don't do
a
sales pitch.
No.
Yes.
Just start tip number one, boom.
Yeah. So that's like a lot of information, a lot of suggestions.
Yeah, but you can
so
listen
I hope
to
that
this
was
again.
Helpful. Make sure you go to the 2020 Sales Vision Group so we can give you more personalized help. And we'll pop that link. Oh, we already popped that link in there. Thank you, Alex. Alex is amazing.
Alex is the king of popping links.
Yeah, he's the link popper.
We pop mics.
I thought
Alex
it was an addiction
links.
When I first saw it because it, Alex was popping links. But
You know, I want to talk about really dive in what a salesperson should look for when they're going for a sales job. Because I think that salespeople see numbers and potential and see a new product and see something shiny and they jump ship very easily. And when you jump ship, you are starting all over again. You have to prove yourself. You often have to make new connections. You're really starting again. And it's really important that before you do that, you know what you're getting yourself into. And so I would ask questions like, what is the structure of this team? And how often have you reorged? Because like, in my former company, yeah, we would reorg every year,
yeah,
which really meant we were letting go of a lot of people every year. And so you want to find that kind of information out. You want to find out what kind of training they're going to give you, what kind of support they're going to give you. What do they expect of you on a daily basis? Because I know someone who thought she was signed up for a job where she had a lot of freedom and a lot of ability to just sort of do whatever she wanted throughout the day. And then it turned out her boss wanted her to come into the office every day, not one day a week like she thought. And her boss wanted her to make 350 cold calls a day, not just go networking like she thought. So it's really important you ask questions about like, what does my day-to-day look like? What are you expecting of me? Just so you're on the same page before you make that jump.
You also get the subtle tone of the employer. Mm. What's it going to be like to work for them? Are you compatible personality-wise? And don't be fooled by how much money you could potentially make.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst thing you possibly could be fooled into. Just take a job that you love.
And what you might want to do is ask, like, can I speak with your two most successful reps?
Yeah.
Because I want to find out what makes them successful here to make sure that I would be a good fit as well. And then you can use whatever they said makes them successful, if that works for you too. And if that's what you do as well, then you can use that in your thank you letter. Like, after speaking with Lauren and finding out that her three best qualities that makes her so successful are X, well, I'm just like that too, and that's why you should hire me. So, so you can use that to your advantage once you have that info.
Let me take you back to an incident that occurred to me in 1964 when I was in college at Temple University. I had a statistics teacher, and at the very beginning of the class, he had like 10 things written on the board. All the kids are new there. He told us what we had to do. We had to read the book, underline the book, take the test. If you missed the test, there's a seating chart, that. 15 minutes of that crap. And he said, are there any questions? And I raised my hand. I said, would you please sign my drop slip? I was just out of there. And I was out of there. I got an ovation from the class.
Oh, my God.
Nobody else had the balls to get their drop slip signed. But thank you very kindly. But the bottom line was I wasn't going to sit there in a classroom with something I was uncomfortable with. I was going to do what I felt was comfortable for me. Same with the job. You do what's comfortable for you, because if it's not comfortable, it's never going to fit. It's like trying on a shirt that's too small and you're trying to button it up. Like, you remember the Ugly Sisters from Cinderella when they're trying on the glass slippers?
Yeah,
they're ugly bastards. They're not going to fit into one of those slips. It has to be Cinderella herself. So be careful. You know, if the shoe fits, that's one of the deals. But if you feel comfortable, if you feel like it's a fit, then question deeper. If you don't feel like it's a fit, get the hell out of there.
We have a question from our studio room. Ooh. Yes, Doug.
So I want to go back to something that Jen was discussing. Do you think that sometimes people in sales get focused on that starting salary or that starting commission, and they forget to factor in, you know, fit and how much they'll love it? Because ultimately, those are the things, right, that contribute to your the growth of your income or the growth of your commission?
Okay, so this is what you have to think about. The person hiring you is likely really good at sales. So that person is going to create this compensation package and this piece of paper that's going to make it look like you can achieve anything and you can make so much money, and maybe you can. But what I would want to know is how many people are actually hitting these numbers and making these commissions? Because just because you can achieve it doesn't mean you will achieve it. And what is it going to take? Is it actually doable? And so you need to find that out, because, yeah, they can promise you that if you make this kind of sales, you'll make $1 million or whatever it may be. But how many people are actually doing that, and how doable is it?
And so if I'm not meeting those numbers, when do you cut my cord? So there you go.
All right, Mark, Ron, Matt. Hey, guys, what's up? We're so glad you're here. Do you guys know that we're, should I tell them?
Yeah, go.
That we're getting married in like 5 days.
I thought we were going to talk about the podcast.
Sorry, I have wedding brain right now because seriously, like it's just consuming when you're planning a wedding.
I know. I'm all consumed with it.
Jeffrey knows all about it because he's been very involved.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, all right. Yeah, let's talk about that podcast.
Yeah, okay. We decided that because we've been very, very successful at the podcast, that we were going to share our knowledge for a few bucks, and you can take advantage of it with the full dose, of course. I mean, you're going to come to the studio, you're going to hang out with us, you're going to get fully versed in all phases of the process from Doug, from me, from Jen, and then we're going to record you doing a session. And you will leave here with a full-blown session one. You'll have a name for your podcast, everything.
So earlier you were talking about, and I don't know if you guys were on here or not, but earlier you were talking about getting in with the person that makes the decision to spend the money, not just the person who thinks they make the decision or wants to pretend that they do.
Yeah.
And having a podcast is a great way to create that credibility, to create that visibility if you're a salesperson about who you are and what your company does, and to get your foot in the door. And we teach you all the steps how to do that and how to create a podcast that's powerful and profitable. And so it's June 7th through June 9th, I think.
Yeah,
but Alex has already popped that link in there you can go
link
and
popper.
Sign up. He is. He's amazing at that. So thank you, Alex. And oh my God, there's so many congrats.
Wouldn't it be cool if you, instead of having to make a pitch to a prospect, invited them as a guest on your podcast?
Yeah.
Whoa, I like that.
How's that for credibility?
You know what? First, you need a podcast.
Oh,
and we're going to teach you how to do it. And we're going to be your first guest on your show. It's like the coolest course ever. And we're, for the first time, opening it up to our audience, not just our companies that we work with. Because right now we teach companies how to do this. And so it's a 2.5-day course in Charlotte. You get to spend all the time with us.
Yeah.
We're here. And
if you've been listening to the podcast for a long time and you've ever wondered what I actually look like,
I've been listening for a long time. I'm wondering what the hell you look like.
Doug, we get to meet you.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. No, it's a phenomenal course. It gets 5-star reviews and we hope to see you there, but just know that there are only 10 spots. Like this is not a, like, well, maybe if you come in late. No. There's really only 10 spots because of seating capacity.
Right.
And also because we record an episode with you and there just wouldn't be time to have more people.
Agreed. Now.
Wow, there's so many thumbs ups. I love this. I love this. So cool. So I hope to see you there. If you're going to come to that weekend, please write it in the comments so that I know, or DM me.
Yeah, or go to, Alex, is there a link for this?
Yeah, there's a link, of
course. Well, click the
link. He popped it in there.
Oh.
And by the way, we normally charge, should I tell him?
No, don't say anything about money.
All right, whatever.
Money is not going to be a deterrent for this. Either you want to do it or you don't want to do it. Either you have balls or you don't have balls.
All right, so we're going to take a short break, but I want you to know that when we come back, we have something really freaking phenomenal for you. So stay right here.
Yeah, you. You're a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a sales manager, and you know what? You want to make more sales. You want to earn more money. I'm Jen Gluckow. I wrote Sales in a New York Minute, and I co-host the Sell or Die podcast with Jeffrey Gittimer. And we're coming to your city to help you make more sales, to help you earn more money. We're going to give you real-world strategies that you can use to make more sales in a New York Minute. So click below, check out that link, and sign up to see us live.
Hey, everybody. How'd you like that promo?
That was the first time we saw that video. Yeah. That was a surprise. I loved it.
That looks like so a Steve cool. Bob Forrest episode.
Oh, yeah. Not the one that I was in. I know. I remember doing it. The one before that.
I was hoping for mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, but we didn't quite get it.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Full House, if you're a fan of the Winslows, of Steve Urkel, I mean, that just brought back so many memories.
Steve, way to go.
Very well done.
Way to go. Oh, man, we have such talent on our
friends,
team. It's
amazing.
And by the way, that look that Nada did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
should Steve take a bow? We can go to a bump shot.
Yeah, Steve, can you come out here?
Go to a bump shot.
Can you come out here?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, take a bow, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just use all your fingers.
That was freaking amazing. All right. So it's time to hit the list. We love lists around here. And so we're sharing great sales blog articles and discussing them from our perspective.
Yeah.
This week's list comes courtesy of our friend, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Jeb Blunt, and he's giving you 5 steps to double your voicemail callbacks. Let's hear it, Doug.
All right, number 5, repeat your name and say your phone number twice.
Why do I think this is like a Letterman top 10 list? All right, go ahead. Now you're talking. Yeah, you have to have the organ or the drum roll or something. Go
ahead. There you go. I gotcha.
Big bad Doug.
All right, so repeat your name and say your phone number twice. Now, that sounds simple, but apparently, I mean, people aren't doing this.
Yeah, that's so weird. Like, why would you not tell them how to contact you or who you are?
Or go slow when you mention your phone number so the guy doesn't have to hit, you know,
hello.
Backplay. Yeah.
And hey, Anat, what's up? We miss you.
Oh, wow.
We need you back
here. Hi, Anat. How are you?
All right, number 4 in steps to double your voicemail callbacks, according to Jeb Blunt, give them a reason to call you back.
Curiosity. I say, I was speaking with a couple of your biggest customers yesterday. They were talking about you and they said, and then I hang up and everyone will call you back.
Yeah, I think when you're going to offer something with knowledge or insight or curiosity, like, you know, here's how you can double your sales, but like in a very specific way so that it doesn't sound scammy or spammy.
Yeah.
You're going to win because they're going to want to know.
So number 3 is give them a reason for your call. What do you why are you calling me? Why do I want to talk to you? I'm calling about increasing productivity, profit, morale. Those are the things I'm talking about.
It's really annoying when people just call and give their number and don't give a reason because you're like, well, are they actually trying to help me? Are they trying to sell me something?
Yeah.
Do I have to call them back? Are they trying to buy something? Who the F are they? And so I think you really need to be honest and open about what your intentions are.
I don't always do it that way. I tend to leave my name and number, but I have a bit more notoriety, and I think that people, if they hear, well, it's Jeffrey Gittimer calling me, maybe they would call me back. But the bottom line is, if you give a reason, I'm going to give you 2 words of advice. Be brief.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to listen to a 1-minute soliloquy.
That's true. That is very true.
All right, number 2.
Yes,
ready for number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Say your phone number twice.
8675309.
We've gone from 90s to 80s.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if
Tommy
you sing,
Two-Tone for the uninformed.
Maybe if you sing your phone number, it'll be easier to remember it.
Yeah.
And it's so key, though, right? Because, look, the point of leaving the voicemail is getting it returned. And
correct.
If they don't know where to return it, I mean, sometimes I feel like people are so focused on delivering that, like, creative message that gets people to call back, and they sort of – they forget the thing that the person needs to call them back.
Yeah, and people don't want to listen to the message all over again just to hear your number at the beginning. So make sure
keep
you
in mind, though,
end.
That if you're calling mobile to mobile, the phone number is recorded in your thing
often,
called recent calls.
Often, but like I called Mary last week and it said I was calling from Egypt. So,
huh?
Right. So
you were in bumfuck Egypt?
No, we were in Milan.
I've never been there before. Where is that?
We were.
It's in Egypt.
Why didn't I think? You're right.
Anyway, all right. What's number one?
All right. The number one tip from sales legend Jed Blunt on how to get your voicemail returned is identify yourself.
You know what? There's something about that organ.
I feel like we're at a baseball game.
A hockey game.
No, the Yankees.
No. Everyone knows it's all about.
It's all about the Yankees.
It's all about the organ.
They're God's team.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Okay. So.
So identify yourself. By the way, we are going to include a link to that article in the show notes of the podcast. So cool. Subscribe to the podcast today and go back and listen to this again because this has been a great show so far.
Yeah. By the way, if the Yankees were God's team, they wouldn't be in second place. I'm just saying.
Listen, there's a reason right now we're in second place.
Right.
So that we can get to first.
Well, the Phillies are in first place at the moment.
Yeah, someone actually commented on your Phillies. I think I missed that earlier.
Yeah, on purpose.
It just went right over my head. Sorry.
All right, so listen.
But wait, let's say hey to some of these peeps. So Sean Allen says, hey, Jeffrey, you've been meeting some of my peeps.
Cool.
Rachel's here from the UK. Thank you for joining us, Rachel. And then we have Rachel Berlin. What's up, girl? It's been a while. Danielle says, so clearly it's important to give your name and number multiple times. Yeah, I sort of felt like we heard that a few times for
Wouldn't
sure.
Wouldn't it be cool if you just said, hey, my name's Jeffrey, 704-333-1112. Jeffrey, I said Jeffrey there, 704-333-1112. And if you didn't get that, I am Jeffrey, 704-333-1112. Could you buzz me back?
Where's your reason for calling?
I don't know.
Who the hell are you?
Yeah. I have no reason for calling you back. Actually,
Well, okay. I mean, if people know who you are, so they're going to want to call you back. Jeffrey Gittimer's calling me? They want to call you back. But like, if you're just some salesperson, they may not know who you are unless you have a podcast. And that's why you should come to our podcast course June 7th. We're going to throw that link in there one more time just because I'm anal and annoying like that.
And we're repeating our number.
And we are repeating ourselves, exactly. But listen, this podcast course is going to be unbelievable, and we really want to meet you in person and see you there.
All right, so what do we got?
All right.
Hey, real quick, if you're on Facebook Live right now, please let us know if you have a sales question, if you've got a comment, put it in there right now. We've got one more segment coming up and we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Here's the break.
All right. We're coming back. Hi. You've heard the term in a New York minute, and you likely have your own definition of what it might mean. For me, it's fast, clear, direct, and successful. I'm Jen Gluckow, the author of Sales in a New York Minute. You need more profitable sales. You need better customer loyalty. Sales in a New York Minute gives you 212 pages of real-world, easy-to-implement strategies that'll help your sales and your success soar. What else am I saying? It takes way less than a New York Minute to buy the book, and it will give you years of success when you take action. So click here.
Click, click.
Buy now. Get a copy for you and your entire team. Click.
He's full of
shit. Yeah, but what he doesn't know is I snuck in here without paying a dime. So
it's not like a normal seminar.
You can't beat the value for what you're going to get out of this.
The difference that we've found, right, is the agenda's authentic.
Well, I've watched enough videos and read enough of his books to know that what you see is what you get.
The best word I can use is authentic.
So I kind of thought of him as like the Howard Stern of public speaking.
Blunt, straightforward.
Enthusiastic.
Very personable, can approach him.
It gets me recharged.
Well, I can learn from what he gave me today and apply it tomorrow.
I mean, he lived up to everything that I had hoped.
It's magnificent, the things that he just ties together and how he brings it together.
What he does is on point, man. It's excellent.
He kept me engaged the entire time. I wasn't scrolling on social media and doing other things. I was in the moment. It will hit you in a personal way. guaranteed at some point or another.
It's phenomenal. It's very motivating and inspiring, and it's been insanely effective. It makes us very grateful.
A lot different when you're actually in the room with them. You know, you pick a lot more things up.
It is a completely different experience.
It's fun. It's engaging, right? It makes 3.5 hours go by in about 2 seconds, and there's so much to act on.
So here's the shirt. People have been asking about it. Since I may be old, but I got to see all the really cool bands.
Stand
come
up
on.
A little bit. Okay. There you go. Yeah, I got that for Jeffrey, and I think he likes it.
It's a real good shirt.
So what bands have you seen?
Well, here's the deal. I've been singing the songs all day. You know, original bands with all their members alive, which is in today's world pretty rare, but... The Who, Electric Light Orchestra, a dozen times. You know, memorable groups. Elton John on his first tour. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I mean, just unbelievable rock and roll groups. Jethro Tull, 10 times at least. And the late, great David Bowie, many times.
What has music meant to your sales career, Jeffrey?
It is, first of all, music is very inspirational. Oftentimes, I will listen to it before and when I take a break, but not during my writing things, because the words sometimes get in the way of my words, get in the way of their words. But there's nothing like being inspired to go back in time to some place where you were sitting in the front row and getting the first view of the great group Mott the Hoople, which I had row A for 2 concerts in Philadelphia. And just the fun time, the fulfillment time. I've lived my rock and roll fantasy, I'll just say that. And when you live your rock and roll fantasy, you can draw back on that anytime you want to. Listen to a song and boom, it's right there. So I probably have about 5,000 songs on my iTunes, and I just go through and randomly pick a few for whatever the day is. And walk-in music, set-up music. Music plays a big part in getting ready and getting loose and being relaxed and feeling motivated. And I actually have done several sessions in my public event where I teach people presentation skills through karaoke.
Yeah.
And Jen, do you have a warm-up song? Do you have a pump-up song?
I have many. It depends on, I like to listen to popular stuff at the moment and really old stuff. So like
a little mix.
Yeah, a little mix. And like no fail, I'm pretty sure I know every single Billy Joel song ever created. And there's a lot of really random ones that most people have never heard.
I'm sure there are tremendous Billy Joel random songs that you never...
I love him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. So anyway, Jim wants to know where he can get that shirt. And Jim, I forgot where I ordered it from. They
Chummy Shirts or something like that.
They advertised to me on Instagram, but yeah. I'll find the link. And
we'll
I'll
put the link in there. Alex will pop in the link.
Look under
chummyshirts.com.
But maybe if you look up what it says on his shirt, I may be old, but I got... To see all the cool bands, you might be able to find it.
I believe it's shirtsforbaldguys.com.
Yeah, exactly. That's the link.
Shirts for people that are a little fucking fat.
So, but I'll try to find it for you and put it in there. Jim says he gave you the Eagles hat when you were here last time, and it's cold here today.
Oh, you.
All right, so let's go back here now. And we got Sean, who says, Sean, it was so good meeting you in person at Outbound. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Sean says, what's the one thing you do every day without fail, day in and day out?
Oh, great question.
I can tell you right off the top of my head, I pee. I pee daily.
Mazel tov.
Thank you very kindly. literally, I inspire myself with something every day. I read something or I watch something or I listen to something that is inspirational to me. And you need to find out what inspires you and continue to expose yourself to it. For the most part, it's quotes. And when we get to, are we at the last part?
We'll be there in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, right now we're answering questions from Facebook.
The schedule's so new here that I hardly know
what
the hell to
do. We have a whole new agenda here.
But I'm going to give you some stuff that inspires me and you'll see how it inspires you.
That's cool. I make sure I learn something new every day. Sometimes it's through a podcast. Sometimes it's through reading. But learning something new for me is super important because that also inspires me. And also, I try, but I can't say I'm 100% at this yet. I try to meditate every day because I find that slowing down actually creates huge momentum for me. So
Is your phone going off?
No, your phone is.
It is not.
Yes, it is, it actually. Is
not. If a phone goes off anywhere.
It's always Jeffrey's.
It's always Jeffrey.
I can feel it vibrating in my wrist, so we're probably getting texted from the same person.
I think Jeffrey's phone buzzer is on salary here. That's how much I interact with. I think.
And you know what? His check bounced, and he's very pissed off about it. So that's why he keeps ringing.
All right. We have a few questions here that we are going to take. And by the way, guys, if you want your questions answered, go to 2020salesvision.com.
Yeah.
We are in that group, and we answer your questions. It's amazing. It's an amazing community of like-minded people who are successful and working hard to make more sales.
Yeah, this is like the mini version of 2020, because you guys go way more in-depth at 2020.
Yeah, we're going to do a lightning round here, because I know it's getting late. So Melissa says, I love your sales approach. I own all your books. Heart. Yeah. I would be curious to know your best tips on how to get paid as a creative consultant.
Be creative.
People say don't give ideas and don't give too much value because then they'll go do it on their own.
Bullshit.
Go give them value. Give them ideas. Give them something they can do and give them a reason to want to do it with you and then ask for the sale. If you don't ask, you're not
going to
get.
I'm going to give you the strategy for doing it. I'm going to give it one time, and then I'm never going to give it again. You walk into a decision maker, and you make certain that there are other people of influence in the meeting with him or her. And simply say, I brought an idea with me today, and all I ask is if you like it, you run with it. Fair enough? And you don't give that idea. Well, the decision maker is actually away from it. Then fuck it. Don't give the idea. You only give ideas to people who can use them and run with them. So if you're going to be creative with someone that can pay you.
All right. This is the lightning round.
Oh.
Yes. So we have we have Danielle. Best single marketing tactic, hands down, is?
Give away a new Tesla for free.
Give value first. Okay, then we've got Mark. What is your favorite inspirational book you read daily?
Seriously?
I don't read the same book daily. I read multiple books daily, but I do reread certain books every year. Truthful Living is one of them. Amazing, better than Think and Grow Rich, in my opinion, and I'm not biased,
I have
I swear.
A bunch of, I have 20 old books that sit by my chair, and I'll pick up one, just open it up any place and read.
Yep. Also, for me, success through, they won't stay in my ear, guys. I'm
positive
really sorry.
Mental.
Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude by W. Clement Stone. That's
and
a good
Napoleon
one.
Napoleon Hill, yeah.
Yep. And Napoleon Hill. What else we got?
Oh, you're plugged.
I know. It doesn't want to stay. This is so I can hear them back there.
Got it.
All right. Anyway, Chad, best way to find a new sales position. My current company was bought out. Go on LinkedIn. Find a company that you want to work for. Find an industry that you want to work for.
Exactly.
Do a very targeted search about what you want to do. Make sure you know what you want to do. And then go get it done.
Yep.
All right, Steve, this is awesome. And I'm a true believer for any success. And I have all your books as well, which time and read them over and over. Thank you, guys. Oh, thank you, Steve.
Woo.
All right, Jim, I used your brochure in the trash can trick before and it worked. I love that. Yeah. I love that. All right, I think we got through all the questions lightning round.
You know,
remember,
I have to tell you, I used that line of, you know, say you're talking to your competitor and hanging up.
Yeah.
So one of my fans, or I guess I don't know what you call him, but fan, sent me a Federal Express letter that said, I thought you were full of shit when you told me to hang up on customers, but I tried it and 9 out of 10 people called me back.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. Okay, so now it's time. It's time to leave you with one more thing to help you make a new sale this week, so don't leave. We call it the leads. Yeah.
Okay, we're calling it the leads, and that's final.
That's what we call it.
All right, Jen.
You call the leads, and it's a short intro.
All right, so this is a segment where we're going to give you something that's inspirational to us, something that helps us or gets us pumped up during the week.
Yeah.
And we're going to give it to you so you can know what's going on in our brains and what we're getting inspired by, sort of like I think it was Mark's question about what inspires us. So it's a whole segment on that, and it's just from whatever's inspiring us this week.
Got it. Go.
I'm going first.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mine is from this book, which is called, I don't know if you want to show the book, it's called A Happy Pocket Full of Money, Infinite Wealth and Abundance in the Here and Now. This is what the book looks like. And chapter 7, Being. First cause, the beginning. And I'm not going to read you the whole book, I promise. I'm going to read you just a couple of sentences right now. Being is a state, like being happy. You cannot explain a state, nor can you do a state. You can only be a state. You cannot do happiness. You can only be in happiness or be happy. And then he skips down to say, happy conditions do not make you happy. Being happy causes happy conditions. And this is where it gets really good. All right. The first step to experiencing massive wealth, because I know you all want massive wealth, is being wealthy. Well, that's weird, right? Because how do you be wealthy if you don't have massive wealth? He says, being wealthy is an internal state. It has nothing to do with the outside world. The internal state of wealth is a decision you make right now, and you become it right now. So it makes me think about, okay, if you want to be wealthy and you're not yet wealthy, well, you need to feel wealthy inside. You need to take wealthy actions. You need to do things that wealthy people do. Get inspiration like wealthy people get inspired. You need to embody wealthiness in order to become wealthy. If you want to be the most successful salesperson, then you need to tell yourself you're already the most successful salesperson. And I know that sounds a little woo, but I am woo. So just get over it. Oh, you want to see the book?
Yeah, okay. Let's see that book.
Toot,
toot, oh, that's wow, a great looking book.
Look at that. Oh my God.
Happy Pocket Full of Money by who is it by?
Yeah, it's by David Cameron Gicondi.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Jeffrey, what do you think about that?
Well, I think you're exactly right. My normal state is either North Carolina or New Jersey, but that's a whole different state. I think that.
Wow, oh boy.
I actually got some stuff there. Coming off of my event in Italy, I tried my best to give more value than they were expecting, and I believe I did. There was 1,000 people in the audience. I had to do English slides and have them translated into Italian because the audience was predominantly Italian-speaking. I had one small set of slides that I thought was inspirational to them because it is inspirational to me. I'm going to read you some quotes of others that have been inspiring to me literally my entire adult life. My question always has been, what are you reading and how is that impacting your learning? And what are you reading and how is that impacting your thinking? So I underline and I save the memorable passages and quotes. Charlie Tremendous Jones said, the only difference between where you are now and where you'll be 5 years from now are the books you'll read, the people you'll meet, and the places you'll go. That's inspirational from his book, Life is Tremendous. Go get a copy. The great Jim Rohn said, all the information you need to succeed already exists. The only problem is you're not exposing yourself to it. That's from The Art of Exceptional Living. And Harvey McKay said, if you want others to believe in you, you must first convince them that you believe in yourself. That was from Swim with the Sharks or Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty, his two most memorable books out of about a dozen. But I'm going to leave you with a thought from the late, great Dorothy Parker, who was the, she's a theater critic, poet, but hung at the Algonquin Round Table every lunch for years and drank it, and then sometimes drank it all the way to dinner. Her quote, famous four-line poem is, I love a martini, 2 at the most. 3, I'm under the table. 4, I'm under the host.
Yep.
And there you go with our E-rated little segment. And I'm hopeful that you will have a little bit of a smile, go out there and motivate yourself, and we will take care of the inspiration part.
Okay. So I'm loving our new format.
Yeah,
give us a thumbs up in the comments if you love this new format, because it's nothing to do with us. Doug and Nada and Steve and Alex created this whole thing without us behind our back, and we freaking love it. So let me give you a rundown of what's coming up this week, because we have some amazing shows. Tomorrow we speak to Dallin Larson. He's the CEO of Asayo, and he talks about building one major business and how that's hard, but building three is even harder. And he was not just like somewhat successful at them.
Yeah.
He was talking like multi-millions, like major. Okay, then Wednesday we have a Sell or Die Extra with Larry Binet. We discuss the basics of brand building and making it easy so that you can do it. And then on Thursday, we're going to focus on the art of video prospecting with Jason Bay. Jason Bay is freaking phenomenal. He's going to teach us how to prospect with intention and tell you why you should be using video and how to prospect. Make sure you sign up for that podcast course because there's only 10 spots available. It's here in Charlotte. We want to see your face, teach you how to make powerful and profitable podcasts. But until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling, and I'm reminding you to get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.